Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This crowd has hollered itself weak. Henderson at second, Molitor at first, one out in the ninth, 6-5 Philadelphia. Stottlemyre and Castillo throwing in case of extra innings. Fastball is hit to left field, down the line, in the corner, home run!
And stay a professional and pitch his game. One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
Wohlers looks in to get a sign. Big right-hander ready, delivers fastball. Hit in the air to left center on the dead run is Grissom. He's got it, and the Atlanta Braves are the champions of the world. And they are going wild, mobbing Wohlers. A huge mile of humanity in front of the mound. The crowd dancing in the aisles, fireworks going on overhead, and quietly the Cleveland Indians slowly in single file leave their dugout.
Tell them about it, Vince. Tell them about it, Vince. Like that, listen, to paint the picture, again, as they're watching, they single file walk themselves off the field.
Right.
Everybody who's ever played a minute of football, played a minute of basketball or baseball in a meaningful game knows that walk, that feeling. And I'm not sure anybody danced better with the crowd than Vin Scully. Vin Scully would just shut up and let it marinate. Like Hank Aaron's call, he let it get quiet. You could hear the fireworks. And then I remember him closing that one with just, if you want to ponder that in 1975, a black man had united Georgia, right? A black man was being applauded, was given a standing ovation in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. It's a big deal. That's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, he also did with the Kirk Gibson home run. They said he just kept silent for a minute just to let it kind of fester a little bit, so. Timing is everything, and he definitely was way before his time, man. I mean, he did more with less. Obviously, he didn't have the equipment that people have right now to even have fake crowd noise. So he was really feeding off, you know, being there and then giving that game day feeling or moment feeling to people that are listening to him.
Jay, who's your guy? So the text line says this. I grew up in Southern California. Some of my absolute best memories are watching Dodgers and Lakers games with my dad, listening to Vince Scully and Chick Hearns. Chick Hearns is a monster.
Yeah, Chick Hearns.
Chick Hearns is a monster. Who's your guy?
For football?
Yeah.
I really like John Madden, just because of his perspective as a former coach. You know, I kind of actually like Troy Aikman now, the guys that are on now. I'm not a big – I think Tony Romo's good. I don't really think he's first seat next to Jim Nance is good. I really like Jim Nance, especially when he does golf and stuff like that. There's a few. I mean, it's – you know, it just depends on what your flavor is. I mean, I like man, he does a lot of Fox. What's his name, man? It's little brother, man. He wears glasses, man, and he dips. I saw him last year. I forget.
He dipped?
He
not
dips.
Not Tirico.
No, he dips. He chews tobacco.
Gus.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Gus and football and basketball.
I want to dance in this space for a little bit. All right. So on the Mount Rushmore, and I'll give you a bunch of names, and you tell me who's on your Mount Rushmore. And text line, you guys can feel free to join in. But this is how deep it goes when you talk about great sports commentators. So Al Michaels, Jim Nance, Jack Buck, Pat Summerall, Dick Vitale, Chris Schenkel, Jack Whitaker, Ray Scott, Mel Allen, Chris Berman, Red Barber, Dan Patrick, Romo, Ernie Harwell, let's go up, Tom Brookshire, Myron Cope from the Steelers, Merlin Olsen, Harry Carey, John Miller, Harry Callis, Chick Hearn, Frank Gifford, Vern Lundquist, Lindsey Nelson, Kurt Gowdy, Dick Enberg, Joe Buck, Marv Albert, then Howard Cosell, Brent Musburger, Keith Jackson, Bob Costas, Jim McKay, Dick Stockton, Jim Lampley, JB, James Brown, Phil Rizzuto, Merrill Reese. Just from again, the list can go forever.
Yeah.
But who's on your Mount Rushmore?
Man,
right? Madden, like that, like that's deep.
Like JB, I mean, you got to think Chris, I mean, it's a ton. Chris Berman, Gus, I love Gus. Man, I'm trying to think.
Rico, who are the names that resonate for you?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I like Kevin Harlan. I like Kevin Harlan.
Mike Tirico. You said John Madden.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big Gus Johnson, like now, like Gus Johnson guy. I don't recall if I ever listened to Dick Enberg, but I know that I've heard him on like highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he was really good.
His oh my was big. Yeah. Marv Albert's yes.
Oh. Yep. Especially with the Knicks and the Bulls.
Right. Cosell, and that's the way it was. Mm-hmm. Like his sprint through it. I think Cosell, because he crossed over Monday Night Football and all of the great boxing calls. Yeah. His relationship with Ali, Foreman, Frazier, Sugar Ray Leonard.
Bob Costas.
Right. Like he covered all of that. Keith Jackson was the voice of college football for a very strong portion. Yes, he still had you still had the other guys, you know, Chris Schenkel, who did the Olympics and did Wild World of Sports, and those guys. So they the old dudes, but Jim McKay and his coverage of the Munich Olympics when they had his coming back to going, they're all gone. Like talking about the hostages.
Yeah.
And he was calling it live, which they didn't really do back in the 70s. Yeah, that's deep. Don Creakey was better than given. Brookshire and Summerall early before it became Madden and Summerall.
Yeah.
Think of the great combat, Kurt Gowdy and Al DeRogatis. Then it was Kurt Gowdy and Merlin Olsen, for because the AFC had its own broadcasters on NFL, and the NFC was on CBS. So you got Summerall and Madden, or Summerall and Brookshire, and then the afternoon game would be the AFC, usually because they were West Coast teams, and you get Kurt Gowdy and Al DeRogatis, who was smooth, and then Merlin Olsen took over for him. As well,
you know, Corey Lincoln mentioned Brent Musburger. I do listening to Brent.
We are live. That was it.
Bob Costas wasn't bad. You know who else I like just because of the tone of his voice, and not definitely not Mount Rushmore, is Pat Hayden.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah, you know what?
He had like that calming voice, but he was very authoritative when he needed to.
He was so arrogant. It was sweet. Oh, Pat Hayden will let you know in a minute. I'm the smartest dude in the room.
Yeah.
Like,
but he had a really good voice.
Vital for what he did for college basketball is impressive. Jim Nance, of course, he's carrying
multiple hats.
Al Michaels carry Jack Buck. Go crazy, St. Louis. Go crazy.
Jim Nance.
We've
had two people say, you know, one person said, I'm not really a big fan of Joe Rogan, but his UFC calls are really good.
He's, yeah. Yeah, Rogan has done his thing. I have to give him credit in that space. And it's so funny because I spent two of the last 4 weeks around him. And I don't know, he has to tailor all of his clothes because he's just one muscle.
Yeah.
Jay, he's one muscle. Yeah, like, he's a head. He's just a huge head. And then it goes from his neck down to his feet, and it's just one muscle.
He's a thumb.
Yeah,
that's what he is.
Yeah, folks like Kevin Kugler. Yeah, but he's not in this league. Vern Lundquist, Vince Scully, Al Michaels. I like this list. John Miller for baseball. Jim Nance and what we cover. No love for Dennis Miller or Jason Witten. You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely right. Okay. Yeah, there's some good stuff, and then of course the local guys. Am I wrong in that Nebraska has had basically the same three announced teams for all three sports of major note forever and ever?
Nebraska's got good ones for a while. Yeah, Nebraska's got good ones.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
John Baylor's still putting in work with volleyball.
Yeah. I mean, and Lyle Bremser was brought up. Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, I just think it's that time. No, I'm not in the Denny Matthews pool. Sorry, that's how that works. We'll throw it to break. We'll come back again. I want to go back to the trivia question. I want folks to get what is there. There's a six team NBA player who also led the Pioneer League in hitting in 1993. Led him in triples, second in stolen base and walks. Let's see if you guys can figure out who it is. We'll get some prizes together for you when we come back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.